Paul here tonight in a second period where your power play got a lot of work. How satisfying was it to see it pay off?
Well, real important in that, you know, we had some great looks on that power play, made some good saves and missed the net on some really good chances. And it's great for Kyle, too, as well. He'd done just a marvelous job on puck recovery. So much of the pucks that stayed alive were his net front to the corner with his quickness. So glad to see him get a goal on that because he did a lot of the heavy lifting.
Thoughts overall when you look at your team in such a tight game, whether you were down one or where you had it even as to how your club played going into the third?
I'm pleased that you get a 2-1 road win. You know, we don't give anything up 5-on-5. Our goalie was good. Their goalie was outstanding at times tonight. But I thought we built on the game. Our compete started to get really, really strong. And it just on pucks, knocking things down. Looked like both teams were having a hard time handling it at times on some maybe easy plays. But it was a... So tonight you had to battle for every inch, and we did a real good job with that.
What does it say about his perseverance to go from being an eighth rounder to an impact player in the NHL?
You know, that was a good pick, and I guess we'd like to take credit for it. But he's such an important piece to our game. Early on in the game, you know, we're talking about being a little better defensive team, and he made some great reads. And that seam pass that he picks off in the third period, right? He has that ability to read the play like very few other people. And when he does it defensively as well, he's just hard to stop.
Paul, that pass that Ben Chiarot made to Dustin on the game winner, that had the makings of a similar play to the Nashville game, right?
You got to be right, because if you're wrong, it looks like Nashville. But in Ben's defense on that play, Buff was very clearly calling for it, and those plays out of the blue line happen fast. And the payoff is if you send it over hot enough, you can beat the, you know, you beat the forward. So he takes it down the wall because it was so close. He got down the wall on the play.
What about the work of Brandon Tanev just leading up to that? Yep. And there's a guy who throws his body on the line every night.
It was that kind of game. We needed that effort, so we got a big block from him. He was in on the forecheck all night, and then, you know, Tanev and Perreault again. That kind of intensity. You got Nick Ehlers blocking a shot at the end of the game, so it's infectious, and we can use more of that in our game, and it's a real good starting point for us.
One of the games that Lauren doesn't have as much work as he did in the prior two, but some pretty big stops.
Yeah, he had to be really good early and then good late, you know, but he's been so solid for us. Again, a real competitive man in the net and fights through traffic and some bouncing pucks in front of the net, and he stayed in on them. Just watching the game.
Paul, we've made maybe a big deal out of some of the first periods, but did you feel that that first period was a, quote, slow start, or was that more about what Detroit was maybe doing?
I didn't. You know what? I think we want to be right on some of the decisions that we were making. There were two four-man rushes we didn't like, but they had a tough week, and you knew they were going to get real focused and come and play real hard, and they did. They battled real hard. So I figured the first was going to look like that, and it did, and I was real pleased that we were able to get better.
I know you'll enjoy this one tonight, but how about getting another crack at Toronto right away?
Well, it's good. You know, I think we ended up with 7 minutes of zone time against them, but there were pieces of the things that we need to correct and we need to work on showed in that game, and we'll get a chance to do that again tomorrow.